ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام من كرمت عليه نفسه هانت عليه شهواته.
أمير المؤمنين إمام علي عليه السلام stated, whoever maintains his own respect in view, his desires appear light to him.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, in this truly universal persona of this first divinely appointed Imam, this living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that these statements and these conversations and the manners and the seerah and the sunnah, the lifestyle and the ways and the behaviors of this divinely appointed imam and this living miracle are truly something that have surpassed time. It has surpassed history. We find that the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, is something that is eternal, just like all of the Ahlul Bayt. We find in one such instance, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that whoever counsels with the wise men will be guided to the right path. Now, of course, in our daily lives, we find that, you know, we are faced with certain problems or certain choices that we must make. And sometimes they are choices that we must make in the very sensitive parts of our life. There are certain decisions that we must make that, of course, are life-changing. For example, who we will marry, or what kind of job do we want, or what country do we want to live in? These are all very sensitive choices that we must make. Now, in these sensitive choices, we should do our own research, do our own due diligence, think about what we would want to do. But then there's another step which is very important, and that is to get advice from and to take counsel with wise men. Now, of course, you know, let's break this down into two levels of wise men. The first level of wise men is a person who's an expert in that specific decision that you're trying to make. So for example, you wouldn't go to your local baker who bakes bread to ask him about advice on a certain girl that you want to marry. That really doesn't make sense. So when it comes to marriage, you would go to a specific source to get expert advice on the situation. Now here's another level of wise men, and that is the religious wise men. You want to go and take counsel and take advice from the wise, righteous, true religious scholar. And when you take counsel from these wise men, these two levels of wise men, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that you will be guided to the right path. A very beautiful statement, a very profound lesson that we should counsel with wise men if we want to make sure that we are guided to the right path. And of course, in the end, we ask Allah the Almighty to help us and guide us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the rightly guided path. Beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin,
Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, the best thing for you to do is seek guidance of one who has created you, who maintains and nourishes you, who has given you a balanced mind and a normally working body. Your invocations should be reserved for him only. Your requests and solicitations should be alone to him, and you should only be afraid of him. Be it known to you, my son, that nobody has given mankind such detailed information about Allah as our Holy Prophet. I advise you to have faith in his teachings, to make him your leader, and to accept his guidance for your salvation. Thus, advising you, I have done the best that I can do as a sincere and loving advisor. And I assure you that however you may try to find a better way for your good, you will not find any superior to the one advised by me. Remember, my son, had there been any other God besides the One, he would have also sent his messengers and prophets, and they would have pointed out to mankind the domain and glory of this second God, and you would have also seen them. But no such incident ever took place. He is one Allah whom we should all recognize and worship.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And therefore, when we see these words there in Surah Ra'ad, وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ, referring to Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is not necessarily only the knowledge about the Qur'an. It means the special gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His chosen awliya, and of course the greatest among them is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. It could very well refer to this ayat from Surah Waqia, fi kitabin maknoon, that this is the knowledge which is in the hidden treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yamassu illa al-mutahharun. Nobody has access to it but those who have been purified. It is not an issue of those who purify themselves by wuzu and ghusl. It says, لَا يَمَسَّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَحَّرُونَ. You know, people, nobody will have access to it except those who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where you go to, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Comparing these two statements from the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, where Asif Barqiya is being, described as, مَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. And this ayat from Surah Ra'ad, where the application is Ali there, مَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ, Our sixth Imam was asked about it. He said, how do you compare that ilm which was given to Asif Barkhiya to the ilm which was given to Ali in the light of these two ayats? Means the companion actually recited these two ayats. And there the Imam says that the knowledge which had been given to Asif Barkhiya was like a drop on the wing of a fly, and the knowledge given to Ali is the sea and the ocean.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.